Does it ever get cold enough for the pipes to
freeze
and
burst? Yes.
Did that happen through it? That's unusual. I'm surprised.
Yes.
Well, if you didn't grow any kind of grain or anything, did you have to buy flour and meal and stuff?
We would still buy because the one we grew wouldn't be processed.
How did you buy it on the ranch?
My uncle owned a grocery store not more than 5 miles from a ranch.
So you'd buy it in small quantities or large quantities?
We'd drive every day to and from.
Just buy a little quantity.
We'd love to run out of things that we could go over, especially because we were learning how to drive.
How did he buy it? Did he buy it in those big wooden things?
No, just 25 pounds.
Have you ever seen it in a big wooden thing? A big, what do you call those big wooden things?
Like barriles, barrels? No.
Would you buy anything in a barrel? So everything came in sacks and things?
Yes.
What about molasses? Did you ever buy molasses?
No.
Did you ever see it? Did he sell it in the store?
No.
Well, did anybody here have molasses?
Not Mexicans.
You don't use molasses. What about lard?
We never used lard, even though we had pigs. My grandmother always said it was bad for rheumatism even then. So we gave away a part of the lard to the ranch hands. She always made sure we had vegetable shortening for tortillas. And even then, we used cooking oil for our food. She was that much afraid of rheumatism. But I guess it worked because no one in her family has ever had rheumatism.
But the lard, if you eat lard, it would give you rheumatism?
Because she didn't know what cholesterol was, but she was sure something in it was bad for you.
That's interesting that she knew that.
So we never ate lard or animal fat ever. Some people did, we didn't.
Did they sell any kind of lard or molasses in the stores here?
Lard, yes.
How would they do that? Did they display it anywhere in the store?
Would you like to see what lard looks like?
Sorry.
I can show you something like this. I don't use it.
Hey, you showed me those beans out there. Tell me about how you cook them, what you would do to them. So you have to soak them? Let's tell me about that.
You cook them. Some people soak them. I'm too lazy. I just cook them for about 3 hours in boiling water.
And they get soft?
They get soft, and then you mash them.
And what do you call them when you do them like that?
When I want. When I mash them, I'll make them refried beans.
Do you refry them
then? Yes.
How do you
in a bit of Wesson oil.
You
put the Wesson oil in a saucepan, and then you put in just a little flour, just to thicken the beans. And when the flour is sort of gold, you pour in the beans. And they're very delicious. Or else I can make frijoles charros, like Mexican beans. What you do is, to the boiling water, you put in some a fresh tomato, some onion, a jalapeno bean, and some cilantro. I don't know what cilantro is for you. It looks like parsley, but it isn't.
Chives?
Coriander, cilantro, something like that. And you put in the beans, and they're very, very good. And those you drink from a glass, from a cup. You put them in a cup because they're like soup.
The beans?
Or in a bowl.
How thick are they? But like the thickness of soup?
Yes.
Do you make any kind of soup that you eat with a spoon or drink with a cup or anything?
Yes, we make regular soup.
What kind of soup do you make?
Out of soup bone, usually one that's round. The soup bone that's got that little marrow in the middle. I don't know. I simmer that for a while, then I put in potatoes and cabbage and carrots and tomato and onion and celery. Pepper and salt, and it's very, very good, especially on a cold day.
Have you ever used any kind of vegetable called okra?
Okra? We don't like it.
Does it grow here?
Yes.
Does anybody grow that as a crop right here?
Yes, but they ship it somewhere else.
Well, you were telling me the kitchen utensils you have. Do you have anything that if you had a big bowl and you wanted to pour the stuff into a jar, you might put this thing in there shaped like
funnel. I have a funnel.
You
I have to because my eyesight is not very good. I spill things all over. I use a funnel a great deal.
Well, when you go to the grocery store, what do they put your groceries in to carry them home?
Like if the boys at the service station are not very busy, I know I can stop by the service station and get one to bring down the boxes. I'll get boxes. I'd rather. If not, I'll just have to get about 20 or 30 pairs.
So you mean you take your sacks to the grocery store?
No, we get them there.
And tell me about that. What kind of them? Are they made out of everything?
Paper. Regular paper sack. Heavy paper.
What if you just bought a few little things? You know, would they put it in a small
paper sack?